Hey, how's it going?
McCann.
Oh, thanks, man. How's it going?
You've been the bad girl.
It's not her fault, bro. It's not her fault.
We just heard that you were possessed while you were making the film.
What did he do in there? I don't know about that, but it was intense. I wasn't sleeping well. I was having nightmares. It was fun. But yeah, I had nightmares the night I read the script, so I knew that I was in for it. Yeah.
With films like this, they always, you know, say that there's like some freaky things during the shoot. Like, were there any sort of strange things where you're wondering, and especially since you're on your toes, you know, dealing with the subject matter, like, was there some sort of like weird otherworldly phenomena that possibly you felt?
Looks like you want there to be, dude. Was there? Come on. Make it up if you have.
Yes.
There was.
Yeah. The locations were scary. We filmed in an abandoned psych ward, and that lent itself to a bunch of creepy stuff. I mean, people were seeing people in the windows that weren't there and hearing voices.
And I remember the first day of shooting, somebody broke their leg.
Yeah.
And it was one of the patients. It was an actor
playing
or stunt guy, you know. And it's so weird, those stunt guys, by the way, because I'm like, they'll break a leg. They're like, damn it. You know, but like people were like oddly getting hurt, getting sick. And then I remembered Neville Dean. She's like, he's like, dude, what's going on over here, dude? I'm like, I don't know, man. But don't give it any more energy or whatever is going on.
Yeah, I tried not to think about it.
Yeah.
It only made it worse.
Yeah, exactly.
Mark was saying earlier that you were game for being chained to the wall for hours on end on a day. Did I get you?
She slept there, dude. I was like, are you really going to do that?
Hell yeah, I was game for it. That's one of the reasons why I wanted to take the role. I mean, there's the choking scene, and I was really being choked by him, and it didn't like look real enough. So then Mark had to jump in and put his hand on there. I mean, I had chains. I had bruises for weeks on my wrist from that. I was really sick when we were done. I was so sick. I forgot about that.
Hey, see?
Yeah, it really wears at your body.
No, that's what I was saying. People were getting sick, and
yeah.
What about you, Michael? Did you shadow a priest, or what's your research?
No, I just went to Catholic school since I was a little kid. And I had a lot of priests in my life, you know, that were, you know, there was this one guy, Polish guy, who was, you know, he was, I mean, I lived in a low income area, and it wasn't a lot of crime, a lot of poor people, but this one Polish guy would just walk around. Everyone knew he's a priest, and it was like, it takes a lot of guts to do that, you know. So I'm like, but he was a normal guy, you know. He wasn't acting holy or whatever, but he always did talk to you about spirituality, and so I kind of based it off him. Not the voice, you know. I'm like, I forgot what his name is, Wateki, something like that. And he was like, hey, Mike, how you doing? Good, all right. No, he was that guy, you know. But he was, everybody liked to talk to him, you know. Like, he's like, how is it at home? And he's like, yeah, it's all right. And then he talked to you about it, but like he had that gift that, you know, he just made everyone feel at ease. And I thought, and I just stylistically, just because I've seen so many movies like this that like where the, you know, the right away the you know, the priest is like so holy and this, and I was like, well, let's, you know, this is a different generation. Why don't we just, you know, do somebody who's normal?
You were.
Thanks.
Well, let me ask both of you. Are you a believer in this kind of stuff? And what do you think is fascinating, this whole possession and possession and exorcism thing?
It's funny, though. Yeah. I don't like possession.
Yeah.
How do you want
to take it or leave it?
Yeah.
You know, I grew up in a really spiritual household. My parents were Catholic, and I went to church when I was younger, but I believe in supernatural forces, and I believe in good and evil, and I've always believed that exorcisms are real, and I think that a lot of times they're, you know, they're not real, like documented cases. Some of them are just people who are losing their mind a little bit, but I definitely believe that it's possible.
What do you like?
I mean, I believe so as well, you know. Like, I did grow up in a religious household, and, you know, the Pope last year said that he believes that the Antichrist is on Earth. That doesn't help.
Just doesn't help you sleep at night.
No, literally, like, you're going to sleep, I'm putting my kid to bed, and I'm like, why would he say that? Why would he say that? what does he know that I don't? You know what I mean?
It's just like baptizing a child, just in case limbo actually
exists. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I remember in the movie The Last Exorcism 2, the movie poster actually has Ashley Bell like crazy bent over backwards because she's just like ridiculously double jointed. And I was wondering if in all the twisting and contorting that you're doing in this movie, if they had to CG some of that, or you're actually like...
I hope so. No, I mean, I did a lot of physical stuff, but I mean, I can't bend in half. But yeah, no, there's some CG. But a lot of it, I mean, not much. The shoulder, you know, I can pop it off. No, I'm just kidding.
Some people can.
Yeah. Never, my sister's
like Mel Gibson. And with a weapon.
Olivia, your character, Angela, we were talking previously about at the end when she comes back to plead for her, plead that to kill her. What would be the part where the devil kind of gets into you? I mean, is it like you're playing two things, or you're playing Angela who's possessed, or Angela doesn't know what's going on about?
Yeah, I mean, I think once she's possessed, that's it, and that I think it's a game for both, and lets her, you know, he lets her come out and think everything's going to be okay, but I don't think she has control at any point.
Mark Neville.
Yeah, Mark
Neville. He said he's ready for part two to see you guys as a real devil butt kickers.
Yeah, I don't know if we should really, should we say that? That way it might, you know, ruin the thing for people. But I thought, I always thought about it like as a possible three movie thing, where at first I'm like, you know, my guy is like the rookie, so to speak. So in the second time, you know, it's whatever. You know, just going to battle and have this aggression, have the, you know, him coming back from war, like using that, and then you get to see what, you know, what father was before that, and then the third, having gone to war, like, and just dealing with the PTSD and who knows what happens with him that way. I thought that was always interesting. I'm gonna pitch it.
I think you just did.
Oh no, I'm gonna pitch to the studio. You're like, what do you think, buddy? And then part 5 and 7.
Mel Gibson comes.
Yeah, Mel Gibson comes. He's like, look what I do.
Well, it's interesting, Michael, seeing the last time I saw you was at Fury, and you played a soldier there. This character is an ex-soldier turned priest. Is there a kind of like, do you take something out of that, or is it a development? Or
no, I did this movie before that.
Oh, okay.
I think, yeah.
You left right after to go shoot Fury.
Yeah. I did this movie first, and then the other one. I think this one is, but this one is different because it's, I've met people that have gone to war. I actually bought somebody's life rights, and the guy's from, you know, he's 93, and he went to World War II, and he was a medic, and he didn't want to talk about it until just a couple years ago, and so, you know, they want to, you know, just shove everything under the rug and not really have to deal with it, not have to talk about it. They think, they don't talk, they don't deal. And so, you know, this guy definitely just wanted to leave the past, let the past be the past. I'm sure that he's seen some ugly things. But what's interesting is also he's like, it's a struggle with his faith. You know what I mean? Who has more control? Who's more powerful? And you know, I thought that's what was interesting with the character. But it has nothing to do with Fury. Mm-hmm.
Are you both fans of horror movies? Can I get some favorites here? Do you watch or do you not watch?
I love horror movies. Okay. I mean, but the ones the ones that when I was a kid I thought were done so well, you know, Nightmare on Elm Street.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Friday the 13th. Rosemary's Baby.
Exorcist.
The Shining.
Shining's so good. Omen.
Oh, you got a lot.
The
okay.
Classics.
Yeah. Sorry, bro.
I'm talking to a fan here. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mark mentioned a long rehearsal process. Can you describe, you know, the rehearsal process before shooting?
We had quite a bit of rehearsal before, mostly just going over the script and stuff. By the time we got on set, we knew exactly what we were doing, but it was just a lot of going through the scenes with the other actors and getting to know each other that way when we were there, because we had so much to do in such a little amount of time. I think the rehearsals really helped.
And what kind of director is Mark to you guys?
He's crazy.
Yeah.
He's he does unconventional things. The way he shoots, rollerblades on rollerblades being one of them.
But then
you see the shot, and you're like, you just don't trust somebody on rollerblades with a camera, you know? Like, and he moves fast. He's quick, and he's very nimble. He can go back and forth and everywhere, and it was pretty awesome to shoot with that, because you know, there's some shots in The Shining, you know, with the red floor, that they come out, and then you see the twins. And so, but he, because he's on rollerblades, can do that much faster. And then so it really, you know, feels like something else, which is new. And especially in tight, you know, quarters, I think he accomplished something that I thought was really cool.
Yeah.
He also said that since he's on rollerblades, he expects everyone else to be able to do all sorts of stunts.
Yeah, I was just running.
I got on rollerblades. At one point, Mark and I were both on rollerblades.
Really?
Yeah.
Chasing me.
Yeah, that was the first day we worked together on set, was I was chasing you on rollerblades.
What scene is that?
I don't
know. Oh,
yeah. Are you making it up?
No,
oh,
I'm not. No.
I don't remember you were being on rollerblades.
Maybe you were upstairs at that point. The goat. Do you remember the goat?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was weird. I was just weird. It was like a... I was just... Yeah, I remember
that
day.
That was scary.
Did you get pretty acclimated with the harness and all the other things involved in the physical?
Yeah, I mean, I've done quite a few films where I do the stunts, and I love harness work. I love doing that. It's fun. It's a fun part of the job.
What scenes were involved in your audition? Did you have to play out like a whole possession? Or?
No, we didn't get into that in the audition phase. I think it was probably just a scene between me and John Amadori, yeah. I don't even remember. No possession, though. I wasn't screaming or anything like that.
What's next for you, Olivia?
Got a couple of things coming up. Trying to figure out what's next, but yeah, a couple of movies.
But not about to get tips. Okay. And Mr. Penny, I gotta ask you. My fans want to know, what does your character do in Ant-Man?
I can't tell you, man.
Because that's not the footage. You're like, God.
Yeah, but you're like, that's the only thing that they give you is that. I'm in the movie.
Okay. What about Chips? Can you tell us about Chips? Yeah,
I play the role of Poncherello.
Yeah.
On that Ponch.
Are we going to really emulate him?
No, I think I got... Well, he wasn't really trying to emulate anyone when he was doing it, you know what I mean? So I'm like, I'm going to try to do it my own. I got to get in really good shape for that one. Tomorrow I start learning how to drive a motorcycle. And it's good because I got 4 months. But still, 4 months is not a whole lot. You know, I got to be doing scenes where, like... And we did, like, a little sizzle reel to get it greenlit, you know, for Warner Brothers. And holy cow, you know, Dax Shepard really... Because he rides bikes and, you know, loves fast cars. He's a car guy, but he's also a motorcycle guy, so he can ride everything. And I was really impressed at how he was able to just, you know, turn. I don't know how comfortable I would feel, especially with a 6-year-old kid riding up and down the mountains. That's so fast. Because if you fall, you're like, that's it for you, buddy.
So it's action comedy. Action slash comedy.
It's going to be, I think it's going to be, like, the way it reads now in the script, it's more like a Lethal Weapon. Which I really like. You know, a lot of the humor is based on reality, you know, and then when you the characters know when they're being funny. So it's a little bit different than when you're the butt of the joke or something like that. There's not too many of those. A lot of arguing almost.
I'm a big fan.
Yeah, I could tell you way more about that than I can about the Marvel. There'll be like a red dot on my head.
Will we see extra strong?
I don't know. Maybe. No idea.
Last question.
Michael, your character, Father Lozano, what I thought was interesting was where he's trying to figure out what's going on here. What's the case with Angela? He's not like looking for... Is she possessed? What part is does he suspect? Oh, I need to get involved. I need to know what's going on here because something serious has happened.
I mean, the part where she's there, she's not there, and I, you know, and it's just, you know, I mean, my mom was sick a lot, so I went to hospitals a bunch, And, you know, you get to see, you know, different people with cancer are much different than them having an anxiety attack than, you know, somebody who's just really down, discolored. You know, you kind of know how they're sick. She's just different. There's something different going on that you can't explain very much, you know, and then you get all the information. You're like, from a bird, huh? Wow, this is really interesting. And then it's also the stuff that, you know, Lozano has studied that are kind of his worst fears. Like, you kind of don't want to do that. You don't, like, when somebody comes in, they say, you know, certain things, and then they tip you off that they might have cancer. You pray to God that it's not that. You know what I mean? So that's why he takes a little bit more time. But then there's signs, you know, the all the different parts, you know, the guy doing that, and then her going in and out. And then that, you know, telling me about the different, I think it was the different sacraments, yeah. You know, that that's when all this starts going on. They're like, okay, I think I need help.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, right on.
Thank you.
You guys have a good one.
See you next.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, right on.